9 beautiful qualities that we are to produce as the Spirit of God works in us and through us. And that imagery of fruit bearing goes right back into the Old Testament. And he credits it to us. Last week I spoke about that in terms of the as if principle. God now treats me as if I was as perfectly holy as Jesus. But congregation, now that I have right standing with God, my good works are accepted. They're even rewarded in the life of the world to come. It's not the fruit that decides the variety or the quality of the tree. It's the tree that decides the variety and the quality of the fruit. And when we're good trees, grafted into Jesus, having his life flowing into us, then the good that we do, enabled by God's Spirit, is rewarded. Our catechism, of course, points out that this reward is not a reward of merit. We haven't earned it. It says God is just wanting to be gracious to us. And that's beautiful, congregation, a beautiful touch. Reason why we haven't earned it, the catechism makes very clear, because even our best works are imperfect and tainted by sin. And even our best works, the most perfect work you can do, still needs to be cleansed by the saving work of Jesus. But that good work we do is done by the enabling work of the Spirit of Christ in us. Let me use an example to maybe drive it home to you. There's the son who every Saturday, it's his chore in the family to clean the family car. So he gets it out in the drive and he washes it. And then one Saturday his dad gives him $5 for cleaning the car. Does the dad need to do that? No, that's his chore. It's his duty as part of the family. And so the dad just wants to be gracious and give him the $5. And so in the same way, God is going to reward us eternally, not because of our merit, but simply because God wants to be gracious. Some Christians don't accept that it's only the third of those four statements that is correct. Actually, should have given you all a slip and got you actually to tick it and hand it in at the door, and I could have known where you'd be and then I could counsel you accordingly. Because people who tick the fourth one, congregation, are our Roman Catholic brothers and sisters. They say that we're not made right with God by being credited with Christ's goodness only. They say we're also made right with God by God putting Christ's goodness into us. The reason why they say that is because they feel that we Protestants are separating faith and works. They say we're making things far too easy as Protestants. Just believe and everything's fine, and who cares about the way we live? The Catechism actually picks up on that. It says the charge is that it's making people careless. But as long as we just believe in Jesus, we can do whatever we like. Maybe Martin Luther was responsible, because on one occasion, to make a somewhat different point, he said, love God and sin boldly. The point is, of course, that if we love God, we won't want to sin boldly. But okay, let's admit it, congregation. There is this sad reality that often we are careless. And if we're honest with ourselves, we'll admit tonight that so often the fruit is lacking. It's lacking in my life. Sure, if you're honest before God, you'll say it's lacking in your life. And we so often disappoint ourselves. We let the Lord down, we let others down, and the fruit is of a poor quality, and often the fruit is scarce. But that's where this analogy of the tree that Jesus gives us is so helpful. He tells us about good trees and good fruit for this very reason, to encourage us in our fruit bearing, so that we will not be careless, so that the good deeds will not be lacking. It's more than just encouragement that Jesus gives us. This little mini parable isn't just his attempt to kind of give us a shove along in the Christian life. It isn't just prompting us to do better. No, the purpose is to spell out for us even the inevitability of us doing what is good and right. There's a certain inevitability about fruit, congregation. A good tree does produce well, doesn't it? And it's only bad trees, fruitless trees, that are dug up and burnt. And so those grafted into Jesus, they will do well. They must bear good fruit. Jesus says the same thing by changing the analogy a little in the second part of that verse, comparing it to a treasure chest. And so your heart is like a treasure chest, but it's not what you say and what you do that kind of stocks up the treasure chest. Rather, it's what is stocked up in the treasure chest that determines what you say and what you do. And so Jesus says, it's the good man who brings good things out of the good stored in his heart, and it's the evil who brings evil things out of the evil things stored in his heart. But if Jesus has made us right with God, then that treasure chest will be full of good things, just waiting to overflow and pour out into our lives. And so we, tonight, congregation, come to yet another stage in our understanding of good works. First we said, they're rejected. They play no part whatsoever in your standing with God. They don't get you into his good books. It's only the blood of Jesus that gets you into the Lamb's book of life. Secondly, we said, they're accepted. But accepted in the sense that they follow us when we go into glory. They come behind. They're not our ticket. They come behind so that God will reward us for the good things we do. Not as a pat on the back for us, but it's all of grace. But now, thirdly, we're saying good works are expected. Even more than that, they are inevitable because of who we are in Christ. Brothers and sisters, it is impossible that they are not there in the life of the believer. When I say that, I'm showing my Roman Catholic brothers and sisters that we as Protestant Christians, as Calvinists, are not separating faith and good works. The teaching about being righteous by faith does not make us careless. It's sin that makes us careless, but not this teaching. Because this teaching is that it is impossible for a good tree not to bear good fruit. It is impossible for those grafted into Christ not to show thankfulness in the way they live. And it will show, it is going to be, it is inevitable. What an encouragement that is for us tonight, congregation. Good trees do bear good fruit. And it's when God has filled the treasure chest of our life up with his grace and mercy in Christ that is going to pour out into life all around us. Tonight I want to ask you, and I want to close with this, is your faith working? And if you tick that third box, that your right standing with God is only because of Jesus, then brothers and sisters, you'll be like that good tree, and you will bear good fruit. You're joined to Jesus, and it is inevitable that it will show in your life. Amen. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for holding out before us this evening these complementary truths, truths that we are encouraged by, Father, because cut out all our striving to try and make it with you by our performance, but also encouraging, Heavenly Father, to know that as we belong to Jesus, it will show in a life of gratitude. Father, may you be praised and honored again in the way in which we go out into this new week to live for your glory and honor. We pray that through Jesus Christ our Lord, in whose name we say together, Amen.